We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Tuesday. It is the 5 o'clock hour. We are rolling through another day. A lot of fun today.
Rolling.
And still a lot of activity going on out at the Walmart in Estero. Still collecting bikes. We got a total for you. We did some math during the break. Still drop off the bikes, toys, cash. They're there till 6 o'clock with Toys for Tots. Marines out there as well?
Yeah.
All right. So going out, there was even a miniature Shetland pony.
Careful.
Very careful.
Whoa.
I said
or
that.
A mini pony.
Yeah, mini pony.
Would good.
There's a cute pony.
All right, do we have a total on bike? The number has been changing. What do we have so far?
So here's what I found out during the break. There are 934 bikes that are at the Walmart or have been loaded up and donated.
In the parking lot.
Toys for Tots. Right, exactly.
Last year the number was 800.
So last year it was just over 800, so we've already eclipsed that number.
Okay.
Then we've also been taking donations this year.
Right.
Cash donations.
Right.
Gift cards, whatever.
Yes.
That number is over $17,000 right now.
Wow, people of Southwest Florida.
Nice. We will then go.
Sweet.
I believe we've teamed up with Walmart where they're cutting us a deal on a lot of prices.
Yeah.
Where we're going to go buy a lot more toys, a lot more bikes. Cool thing is, all of this stays right here in Southwest Florida.
You guys did a fantastic
awesome.
Job. Thank you very much
awesome,
for all that.
Awesome. That is fantastic.
Keep it going. They're still there till 6 o'clock taking the donations. That is great. All right, in a moment, we'll get to your phone calls, 239-337-ESPN. A lot going on with Spygate 2.0, which looks like it may fizzle out.
Metric system texting in.
What did he say?
Thanks. The hot girl in the car next to me now thinks I like Smash Mouth.
What's wrong with Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth All-Star? It's got a little bit of a stigma now.
No, it's not Coldplay now. Or
it's old white guy. It's old white guy. Well, it is. It's old white guy.
Who's the other band I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
No, the one that everybody used to like, but they don't like anymore.
Uncle Cracker. Maroon 5.
Coldplay?
Coldplay.
No.
Before Coldplay.
Guns N' Roses.
No. It's a meme. It's a thing.
I don't know. Nickelback.
Nickelback, yes.
Nickelback.
Are they a new
but
Nickelback?
But anyway, so Shrek opens with that song.
Right.
All-Star by Smash Mouth.
Yes.
They put it in. Just as filler content when they did the testing, the right. screening of the movie,
yeah.
the testing of the movie, I guess. And they always had intentions of putting a new song in that spot.
Yeah.
And it tested so well that they just kept it.
It's a good little soundtrack if you go back and watch that movie. The whole movie.
It's not bad.
Yeah. It's very good.
I never knew who Lord Farquaad was until earlier this year.
What do you mean earlier this year?
Earlier this year, January, February. I don't know.
What do you mean you didn't know who he was?
I didn't know who he was. I could always recognize the voice, but I could never put it to a face.
Well, whose voice was it?
I don't know.
You can look it up.
I always thought that. Well, I don't want to say it because Farquaad, I think, is a play on words that Mike Myers was really
John Lithgow
saying something else.
Lithgow,
yeah,
that
John
you can't
Lithgow,
say
yeah.
on the radio or
actor.
In a movie.
Yeah.
But he did it repeatedly. If you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
do the math, figure it out.
Well, there's a lot of that stuff in a lot of these type of movies.
You say fart,
hidden adult.
That's not
movies.
What he's saying. All right, time for a SportsCenter rundown. It's sponsored. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
Tonight on 99.3 ESPN, a little bit of college basketball. It starts at 6:30. By the way, it's the Jimmy V Classic from Madison Square Garden. Starting at 6:30, Texas Tech takes on top-ranked Louisville. That is followed by Indiana against UConn. Out of the NFL today, the Buccaneers believe that wide receiver Mike Evans' season is over after 13 games after pulling his hamstring. And a day after their overtime win on Monday Night Football, the Eagles are shutting down Alshon Jeffrey with a foot
injury. Thank you. Let's go to the phone.
It's a foot.
Everybody has a foot.
The game is a foot.
Most people have 2 feet. I don't want to generalize with a broad brush, but most everybody has 2 feet.
Kickers in the NFL, there was one that had like 1.5 foot.
Well, no, that was Dempsey.
Dempsey with the Saints. Yeah. He did it against the Lions, a 63-yarder, and beat him.
It was a record for
a long time. It was a while.
Cheating.
Who said the game is a foot? Craig Sheeman? Was that famous?
Sinsu. I don't know.
No, not Sinsu.
Sherlock Holmes.
Vince Lombardi. Oh.
Sherlock Holmes. The game is afoot, Watson.
All right. Awesome. Let's go to the phones. No, that's good.
Who'd you say? You said...
The Art of War guy.
Sinsu.
Oh, God.
Here's Randy from Lehigh. He's always good. Randy,
thank you.
What's up?
You gentlemen having too much fun out there at your little remote. Simmer down. Hey, Pete.
We're not at a remote.
We came home.
We were.
I thought you said remote.
We were. Plugging the equipment and we came
technical
back.
Don't you put that on me. We had technical difficulties.
Don't you put that on me, Craig.
So we had to
it's
come
on
back.
Somebody.
We had to come back across the street. Yes.
Gotcha. Hey, Pete, I see Sir William Belichick's at it again.
Yeah.
Do you know the latest?
No, I don't. I don't need to. Yeah. You know, three of those Super Bowls are tainted.
Yeah, okay.
Y'all only won three. But guess what? Yeah. My long-sleeve throwback Joe Montana jersey just came in.
Oh, good.
And when I do meet you guys, I'm wearing it. If you ever choose to do a remote on the poor side of Lee County, because you don't ever do anything in Fort Myers.
Sure we do.
We've done Fort Myers stuff before.
Sure we do.
We've done Buffalo Wild Wings on Colonial.
Yeah.
Fact.
Well, I just started listening about it 2 weeks ago. I didn't know.
Get out of here.
We'll make.
2 weeks ago? You're one of our original listeners.
Come on.
Anyway, what do you guys think of Kiffin? What's going to happen at Ole Miss? I just turned you on.
They're going to be awesome.
How do you not love it? I mean, it's going to be spectacular.
I think he's going to rib. He's going to rib maybe us. He's going to rib Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He's going to definitely rib Alabama.
Yeah.
And him and Orgeron going back and forth, that should be fun.
Yeah, I agree. It's great for the conference. It's great for college football.
All right. Hey, did your Hurricanes get a ball game?
Yeah, Louisiana Tech in Shreveport.
R&L Carriers?
The Bulldogs. And more than likely Miami will lose, but I hope they win. But they're playing Louisiana Tech, I believe, on the 30th on ESPN2. So, yeah.
So we're going to load up the 99.3 ESPN caravan and go down to Miami for the Gators?
Gators against Virginia.
Yeah, the Orange Bowl.
How do you feel about that?
Get that caravan going. We're going to go down there, fellas. I want to hang out with my three brothers. Hey, Chris, me and Chris. We're going to hit South Beach in a Crock and Tubbs outfit.
Oh, God.
Crockett and Tubbs.
I got a Gators. I like the Gators.
I'm out for them. Thanks, Randy. We need a caravan to Jacksonville to watch the Hoosiers take on Tennessee in the Gator Bowl.
I can't do like South Beach and Vegas and stuff now.
Why?
Unless you're staying right there.
No, I get tired too early. It's a terrible excuse.
And the oldest people on the show are?
No, I know. It's not fair. I should be able to.
You can't go out at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock?
Pete, it hits 10 o'clock. I'm done. It does not matter what time I woke up that day.
See, the best thing about one time being in New Orleans broadcasting for 9 days, besides having brain damage, and the other time, but nobody goes out. I mean, people are out all the time.
No, but people
nobody
don't
goes
go
out until 10, 11 o'clock.
Exactly. I hate that.
So you can take a big, long nap after work, and then just, especially Friday night, and just wake up at 10 and go down Bourbon and Canal Street and have a ball. I wouldn't go off those two streets.
It's easier to go out in Vegas than it is like South Beach for me just because of the time difference.
Here's what's really going to come down to, Chris.
Your body's readjusting anyway, so you just make it adjust differently.
Here's where your energy's really getting zapped after a long day of work, and this is the first hurdle you have to clear to kind of start to see the light and get your life back. It's when your kids are old enough to get ready for bed by themselves. That means showered.
That's big.
PJs,
dried off properly.
Don't need a nighttime story anymore. And you're probably a good solid 4 more years, maybe 5.
Oh, yeah, I think, Answer me this.
Yeah.
Riddle me this.
When do they start wiping their own butt?
That's a great question.
No, my kid's turning 4, and I don't trust him with toilet paper.
I still...
Got to be by kindergarten.
That's a skill that improves with time. Like
but it's
they'll do it, and they'll do a horrible job.
Right.
and it'll get better. And then there's going to be a point. Let's see, he's four?
Yeah, almost four.
I'd say pretty soon you're going to get to the point where you're like, bleep it. And then about the time he's six or seven, he'll maybe eight, he'll be clean.
Oh,
he'll actually be clean.
That sucks.
When you get to the point where you don't have to handle feces anymore, that's a big plus.
Little Quinn says Chris is the kind of person that has to set an alarm for New Year's Eve so he can get up and be a part of it. Actually, Little Quinn, funny story from last year. Me and the wife, we open up a or no, we don't open up. We buy a bottle of champagne. We're like, we're going to put the kids down.
Yeah.
It's
going
to be nice. We're going to sit out by the fire. We're going to welcome. We're going to ring in the new year as a couple.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So we can sit down when it gets dark out.
Right.
Turn the fire pit on.
Right.
We start drinking.
Well, that's like a 5:15 though.
It's guys, tough. It hit like 9:30 and we look at each other and we go,
yeah, we're out.
Happy New Year.
Nah, we were like, you want to celebrate at 10? And we came to an accord.
Yeah.
And I was asleep by 11.
That was my favorite part of living in Los Angeles, other than early football.
Should we celebrate it three times?
It was New Year's Eve at 9 o'clock. Oh, yeah.
Watch. But did they celebrate it at 9? They didn't celebrate it at 9 o'clock.
Well, here's what you
Why
can
not?
Do.
I just go for it.
See, ABC does the whole Dick Clark's Rockin' New Eve, Ryan Seacrest, whatever, the ball drop. They tape delay it in L.A., so it actually airs at midnight. But you can flip over to Fox or CNN or whatever. They'll carry it live. And see it at 9 and call it a day.
Right.
I don't need Ryan Seacrest. That's the least entertaining
thing. Oh, I agree. And they also show European countries or Asian countries that have already celebrated it 12 hours in or whatever. And they always...
Yeah. For example, I think in Hong Kong it actually is 2020 already, right now, today.
No,
I
mean, that's not.
They're a little bit ahead of us.
But, I mean, last year was the first time we were at a big party at the club that it was a roaring 20s theme, so it was fun. That's the first time you stayed up past midnight in a long time.
How appropriate for the Gatsby's.
For
roaring 20s. I always call you the Gatsby's because you always have a social calendar.
Dude, but I mean, it is amateur night. When you get to a certain age, when you're in your 20s, it's great, but you're in, you know, it's amateur night. You know, most people don't like going, you don't go out unless you're, you know, limo or Uber.
Yeah. That's a fun night.
Yeah.
Amateur night?
Yeah.
Out at the club?
Is it? Chris, more text for you.
I know. It doesn't look good for me. I shouldn't have asked the question.
Canadian Randy
says,
Chris, my son is 9. He still has some serious skid marks. Mystery Machine, Chris, you got to put your kids on the wet wipes, no toilet paper.
Oh.
I would recommend the combo.
I'm on the wet wipe. What are you talking about?
The wet wipe will clog up.
I keep a pack of wet wipes in the back of my toilet.
Yeah, they're delightful.
There's no question.
A nice, cool, refreshing breeze after you hit one of those.
Pretzel Square says the day we no longer bought diapers was the biggest win.
There were a lot of textures, and again, I always go back to Bill Cosby himself, which is one of the greatest stand-ups ever. I know he's, you know, whatever he turned into.
He's frowned upon now.
But that stand-up, when he starts talking about, you know, kids, having kids and everything else, and like the reason why we have 5 children is because we do not want 6. And then, but he goes on to about how little boys and little girls are so different. He says girls, and I think most people agree. I tell you, you know, girls are much more mature at a younger age as what is expected of them. You know,
and, I have heard
and
that.
Little boys, it is true. I feel that way about dogs. I had female and male dogs, and to me, female dogs on the whole are generally smarter than male dogs. That's my experience anyway, just my experience.
Yeah.
It seems that way.
I had a female dog. It was pretty smart.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That's right. But
what?
Sensitive topic.
Yeah. It's been a year now.
That long?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you haven't pulled the trigger on another one?
Nope. I don't think I can.
Are you going to?
I don't think so.
Oh,
why?
I can't go through that end again. I can't do it.
Okay.
And it took me the full year to kind of get where I could talk about it. Without,
it was
tough, man.
It was tough. Totally.
I think about the day that I got to take my dog in, if it gets to that day.
Yeah. Well, your dog's only like 6, right?
7? She's 5.
Yeah,
no.
Still got some good times.
Yeah, she's 5. She's a year older than my oldest.
Yeah, that was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, and not even close.
I tend to agree with that. I had a mini schnauzer for 17 and a half years. She outlived a lot of relatives of mine.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? It's part of life. It's.
Yep.
I think eventually you should get another when you're ready.
I don't know.
I think it's good for the soul.
I'm ready. I mean, I already got one kid out for college, another one on the way, and the demons with the empty nester.
Well,
I don't know.
Time for one.
Let's go to the phones and a bit of a pivot at 239-337-ESPN. Sean, how about them Giants last night? And Eli, what's up, Sean?
Hey, Sean.
Not much. How you guys doing today?
All right.
Good. So, happy Eli did well on his comeback. He did pretty good the first half. I'm actually happy how well he did.
Yeah.
Of course, Giants lost. I'm a little happy. I'm a little happy, but also a little sad just because it was Eli's first time back. But,
Well, you didn't expect him to win, did you?
No, I wasn't expecting him to win. I was just, expecting Pat Shurmur to help Eli in the second half some more instead of completely changing up the game plan on him.
Mm-hmm.
But, even though we could have won the game in general if they would have ran it with Barkley on 3rd and 3 mm-hmm. instead of going for a pass play. If we would have ran it, we probably would have ended up winning the game instead of having to drag it to overtime.
No, he won't be there in a few weeks. He'll be fired, and he's got about, what, 4
weeks? Oh, yeah, that's what I can't wait for. I'm excited. I'm going to be sitting there staring at my phone the next few weeks waiting to see Pat Shurmur get gone.
Well, who do you would like to see? Would you like to see Gettleman stay? Do you want Gettleman gone, too, or would you like to see Gettleman stay on and campaign for Ron Rivera and try to rekindle Carolina?
I Gettleman campaign for Ron Rivera. We've had Gettleman for only a year. I think we should give him one more year before we do anything irrational with him. Like, Pat Shurmur has been with us 2 years, and he hasn't been able to do anything with the Giants offense. Mm. He's been terrible. So I want to see, Ron Rivera and Dave Gettleman get back together and see what they can pull for the Giants, the mess of the Giants right now.
I think I'm going to give that a larger percentage of possibly happening.
It depends on what the Mariners want. But, I mean, it's certainly makes a little bit of sense.
What's really nice for Giants fans right now is you look at where you are in the draft, Cincinnati getting close to locking down that number one spot. Right. If you can lose out, though, Giants fans, you're going to be number two, which means the best player in the draft, Chase Young, going to fall to you. Pass rusher has been a big problem in New York for a few years now.
Yeah.
So I think that you'll kind of check that box and have the big-time pass rusher in Chase Young next season.
They've had that problem with the pass rush. I don't want to say since Strahan, but maybe Jason Piel, JPP when he had fingers.
Well, like they tried to bring in Olivier Vernon from Miami, and it was – he's good. He's just not that top of the league, top 10, top 5 guy that can get after the quarterback every single play.
Yeah.
He's not that.
Exactly. All right, 239-337 ESPN is the number. Thoughts on last night's game? The Giants and the Eagles, we got to see Eli maybe one more time. The latest on the Patriots, since you've gone to work, there's been more there. The NFL is reviewing the 8-minute tape of the Bengals sideline. That they were doing a feature of a TV show that was
independent
of the Patriots. I thought it was a little smoky where there's fire. It looks like the NFL is not going to do much. They're reviewing it right now, and they may have a quick resolution. So,
and like I said, if you missed the beginning of the show, because I know Philly Kevin said something, look, I think it was innocent in a lot of ways. However, and I'm not going to get all emotional now, but I ripped them before. It's flat out stupid that they did not inform the Cincinnati Bengals or the NFL. Yeah. And I'd say that about any team, and there's no excuse. Flat out stupid. They didn't inform. Now, they got permission to do what they wanted to do and then tape what they wanted to tape from Cleveland. This is all about what's being investigated is 8 minutes of film pointed at Cincinnati's bench. But as far as I know right now, it's nothing more than was on TV or the coach's tape. And if it's nothing more than that, then nothing's going to happen.
And I said I had a hard
except
time.
Except for getting... maybe fine. Could be fine still for a minor fine for protocol violation, which that's fair.
Yeah. And I said earlier, I have a problem giving them the benefit of the doubt because of the previous stuff that they've gone on with Spygate.
Take away a third rounder.
No, that'd take away.
Take away a first rounder.
Sure, I don't care.
Break it down.
Why even have the draft?
Do you even have a first rounder? I don't even know. You can't keep track of all that stuff.
Actually, they'll be picking ahead 2 of the Dolphins' 3 draft picks this year.
Oh, really? Yeah, very interesting.
I don't know.
The working man has texted in.
That's a great text.
The working man.
He says, I'm 57 and a half, and I still have skid marks.
I like that he threw in a half. Like, that's a big deal at 57.
Well,
We're still counting halves.
But when you're a kid, my kid's 1.5. My kid's 3.5.
That's why it was great.
Or my kid's this many. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the phone. Chuck, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Hi, Chuck.
Chuck.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, listen, if Eli plays next weekend, He can go back to 500 when he plays the Dolphins.
He could go back to 500 for his career. He's 116 wins and 117 losses. He's a losing quarterback.
Hey, how about this scenario, Chuck? How about the last game of the season, Eli starts at home at MetLife against Philadelphia, beats them, and knocks them out of the playoffs?
Then he could just finish one game above 500.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the Dolphins have gone too far into this. Now I'm a Dolphin fan, just like Chris is. And the Dolphins have gone too far into this season to give up now. We can't be going out here willy-nilly kicking field goals to win these freaking games.
Yeah, but Chuck,
every field goal, I was like, why are we doing this?
But Chuck, Sunday was perfect for you because you played well-coached, played tough, played hard, and lost. That's what you want.
Exactly. But when it got down to the last minute and we took the lead, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well,
so
Chuck,
they came back and won. That was fantastic. I love this coach. He's going to be a good coach for us, just not this year.
Yeah. Chuck, the next two games are big ones for the Dolphins at the Giants, home for the Bengals. If we can lose those two, inside track to the number two overall pick.
Inside track to number two. We'll either get the defensive end outside linebacker or the quarterback.
Burrow or Young. I like it.
You know what?
I like it, Joe.
Exactly.
My Lions are driving pretty hard to the hoop. I'm telling you, we're going to pass you up on that draft list.
You guys are trying really hard to screw this up. Marvin Jones on IR today, by the way.
We're not playing anybody.
No. Who's your running back?
I don't know. Kerryon Johnson.
No, yeah, he's back on IR.
No, he's back.
He's wanting to come back this week.
Yeah.
Don't let him come back.
I know, it's stupid.
Don't let that guy back on the field.
I agree with you.
He's back.
All right, I got to read this text from Philly Fanatic. Crazy hot take in all capital letters. The Birds are going to the bowl.
What bowl?
The Ravens. That's the not the Eagles. Forget that.
Good job, Craig.
Thank you.
That was clever. I thought you were going to say the toilet bowl.
I could have gone that way. I could have gone either way.
I was going to be a little embarrassed if you went that way.
Really?
No, but it was clever. I like that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to use that.
And by the way, Lamar Jackson said he will play tomorrow night or Thursday night.
You know what? That scares me from the fantasy perspective because first quarter, he comes out, he feels a little something there. They're going to pull him off the field. And then you're starting a guy that's not going to get you any. Not just a guy.
Yeah.
A quarterback.
I know.
Playing the Jets, they should be able to win that game without him starting if they're not absolutely sure. But right now he says he's playing. He's going to be limited in practice all week.
What's scary is that I got Russell Wilson as my backup quarterback.
Who do they have?
I don't know, but I might just go Russell Wilson just to be safe. They have the Panthers.
I'd go Russell Wilson. He's not going to let you down.
I know. I think I got to.
Yeah. I would.
I have to.
Watch Lamar light it up for four touchdowns.
That would kill me as well.
And he'd have all day Friday to think about it.
And
on the
Saturday.
Yeah.
There's some real good games this weekend. Houston at Tennessee.
Well, there's some. We had trouble putting seven on the board for a pigskin picks.
Seattle, Carolina. I mean, Carolina looks done. Yeah. But who knows? Atlanta looked done, too. Now they're playing lights out.
No, you know who looks done.
Oakland.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
They're in Oakland this week.
They play Oakland. Yeah,
this is Oakland.
This is a who gives a bleep bowl.
Well,
yeah.
I think the Raiders will show up. I'm more inclined to say that the Raiders show up.
Yeah.
Than the Jags. Second to last game out there in Oakland.
Oh yeah.
Rams at Dallas, 425, and the Cowboys are underdogs by one.
Yeah, final game in Oakland, assuming the Raiders don't host the playoff games, will be December 22nd, they host. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the Jags schedule.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. Minnesota's at the Chargers. Chargers only.
Final game in Oakland.
Yeah. Minnesota played by two and a half. Yeah.
The Raiders are winning that one.
Yeah. The Raiders are winning that one.
In fact,
Sunday, 4:05. That's got
aim some
Raiders
skittles at
on.
That one.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Not touching it.
Keep on. Really?
No. Not touching it.
Keep on coming by the Walmart in Estero. There till 6 o'clock. Toys for Tots, collecting toys. Bicycles, money for bicycles, money, toys, the whole deal. Stop on by there. You guys are doing a great job with your generosity. Just been an enormously successful day so far today. So thank you for doing that. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Keep the bikes, the toys, the cash coming out at Walmart at Estero Parkway in 41. We're there. Our street teamers are there. Band is there. Tent's there till 6 o'clock. And Toys for Tots there helping out underprivileged kids in our area. Great job. Lots of generosity here today. It's been fantastic. Can I ask you guys a question real quick?
Yes.
You know, if you've been following the quote-unquote controversy about the Peloton, you know that bike?
Yeah. I followed it, yeah.
So there's been controversy.
Getting my wife one for Christmas.
Okay.
No, I'm teasing.
So there's the actress in the commercial. She's a young, thin, nice-looking lady, and the husband gives her one for Christmas, and people are going, well, there's a man controlling his wife and making her work out, even though she already looks perfectly fine. And it's becoming a whole thing on social media. Well, a little bit of a sidebar. Albert Breer of the NFL Network tweeted out that he got his wife a Peloton 3 years ago. She was not offended by it. But then Jane Slater, who's a reporter at the NFL Network, she added this on Twitter. An ex-boyfriend once got me a Fitbit for Christmas, and I loved it. And we synced up our Fitbits to motivate each other. So we knew how each other was doing. Until one night, he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m., and his physical activity was through the roof.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she says she wishes the story wasn't real, but it is. And that was the end of that relationship.
Well, I mean...
He wasn't jogging.
That's right up there with...
you know that?
Young girl. She, I just saw this story today. Young girl supposed to meet her boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. I don't feel well. I'm home, blah, blah, blah. And she says, I'll text you later. She was supposed to meet him at the nightclub. She goes, I can't be there, blah, 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 blah. And he texts her. He goes, I'm right behind you.
Oh.
That's
awkward.
Following.
Yes.
See, I always wonder if these stories on the internet are true. Like, I read one the other, this was maybe a year ago. It was a groom who found out that his bride-to-be and best man were having a thing on the side.
Ooh.
Well, he doesn't just call off the wedding beforehand. He goes through the entire ceremony, lets the best man do his speech, lets everybody do their speeches and all that. And I guess he grabs the microphone at the end of the evening, tells everybody that there's a present for them under their seat.
Oh.
And it's an envelope of the best man and the bride for everybody to see, basically.
A picture?
Yeah, a picture of it, yeah. And, you know, it says, you know, thanks for the free party. This marriage is not real and walks off. But, like, that's a badass move, right? Like, that's a really sweet move.
Was it
move.
A naked picture?
I don't know about the picture. I don't know about the details of it. But I'm always skeptical to say, is this real or is this just clickbait?
I've
they
seen
got me
that
to
story.
Click. They
yeah.
got me to click.
See, that's one of those stories that was it was one of those 100 click. I get tired of those that you got to click, click, click. But I was curious to see what happened in that story.
Yeah, so
you just helped me out.
I don't mind the clicking. It's the ads that come
it's
up.
It's the ads
and
in
they
the
clog,
clicking.
They make
right.
it slow and they right. clog up stuff. And
all right, now, I have a sports problem tonight.
Oh,
okay.
Maryland, Penn State. Maryland.
I don't get it.
Is undefeated and ranked fourth?
Fourth in the country. They're 10-0.
They are underdogs at Penn State tonight in basketball.
I just saw
it
was
a pick game.
Okay, but still.
I've seen Penn State.
Now, Penn State's not shabby. They're off to like a 7-2 start.
They're 7-2, but they just got blasted by Ohio State, 106-74.
Yeah. Has Maryland beat anybody?
No, but Penn State's beaten Maryland 3 years in a row.
This is an odd line tonight.
Maryland's wins.
Okay, anybody good at all?
Pete, how's Rhode Island this year?
They're pretty good.
Okay, they beat them by 18 points.
Yeah, they beat Providence the other night, right?
They beat them by 18 points. They've beat Temple by 7. Harvard by 7. Beat Marquette by 21.
That's a good win.
Notre Dame's not great, but they still beat them by 21. They just won their last game against Illinois over the weekend. This is Maryland. They won 59-58, but that was a game where Illinois should have won. They were up 15.
They were
up 15 at halftime.
Maryland's only lead, I think, was the last final score. Was their only lead in that game.
Is there a Maryland injury I'm not aware of?
They led 3-2, Pete.
Okay.
But yes, you're right. They led 3-2, and then Maryland did not regain the lead until 20. Less than 21 seconds.
I'm looking at Penn State's schedule, 7-2. They beat Maryland East Shore handily, Wagner handily, Georgetown handily, Bucknell handily, Yale by 2. Yale's good. Yale's the best team in the Ivy League, I think. That's a good Yale team. They lost to Mississippi by 2.
beat up Syracuse, beat up Wake Forest, and got clobbered by Ohio State. So they've really only had, they've had one clunker. The other game they lost to Mississippi was, I think, at the buzzer by two to the Rebels.
Oh.
But it was at home.
Well, I want to know if Maryland is missing a player due to injury or something. I can't figure out this line, but we'll see how it goes. I already hit click.
Yeah, I don't see any injury or anything like that.
I took Penn State. Something's not right.
Something stinks there. You're absolutely right.
I mean, they beat them 3 years in a row, but that's, you know.
But you know what I just did?
What?
I took a dangling carrot, plucked it right off the tree, right off the carrot tree.
Yeah, all right.
I'm aware carrots don't grow on trees. Don't text it.
Yeah, they grow out of the ground. Dopey with a text. The best left at the altar story was when a guy had his ex-girlfriend show up in a full bridal dress, and he married her instead at the wedding. Woo! That's a statement.
See, but I don't know if that's true. Yeah, like the guy who married me would have said, no, I'm not doing this. This is ridiculous.
Plus, don't forget, there's
Dr.
the
Dan.
Legal
Shout
part where you have
Dan.
To sign with the state of Florida or wherever you live. You got to have it, you know, you got to have a marriage license first.
Right, right. No, that's a great point.
Yeah. So the guy in the previous story, if he said this marriage doesn't count and walked out and just left pictures of his best man and his wife together, was a legal document signed, a marriage license already signed. That's what I want. Because technically, that's when the marriage takes place. The ceremony is just a ceremony.
Hmm.
Or a religious end that you want to put do in a church or whatever. But the
there's nothing real that goes on at a ceremony.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You could argue the only real thing that happens is later at that night.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Isn't that like a must?
I think so.
What's the technical term?
Consummate.
Consummate.
Consummate the deal.
Coitus.
That's right.
Let's use consummate.
Well, I'm going by Sheldon.
This isn't Big Bang Theory.
Coitus is
they
a
use the word,
word
coitus in every show.
For sex.
Yeah.
He knows what it is.
Some people may not. I'm just saying. It's a funny sounding. It's a cool word. Sex. No, coitus. Shall we have coitus? Well, let's have sex. I think coitus sounds proper.
Look at the wife tonight. I have a proposition.
Honey, coitus. Come on.
That's the most Boston you've ever said.
That's what I've been doing on purpose.
Coitus by the harbor.
Ooh, that's a...
In the Burger King.
Oh, no.
In the Burger King bathroom by the harbor.
No, that was a line from
Humpty,
Master Pete.
Yeah,
Master
Pete. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that does it.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Bleeding ears.
Let's wrap it up.
Bleeding ears, I've been married twice, never had sex either night. Well, sometimes it's tough.
You know
after the reception, you're exhausted, you might have to travel to your hotel, you might go on a honeymoon next day. Sometimes.
I'll let you in a peek behind the curtain. We forced it. We said, we got to do this. We didn't want to. We were tired. Take a bubble bath, put your feet up. Bring the bottle of Jim Beam into the bathroom.
Chris comes sauntering in a bathrobe, silky.
Those things are great.
A pipe that's not doesn't have anything in it, but who cares?
He's not Hugh Hefner.
He's got a bottle of champagne under his arm, a couple of glasses.
Hair slicked back.
Yeah.
Greasy.
Yep. Aqua Velva on.
I have absolutely heard enough.
And sunglasses.
It's time for what you got. Keep the bikes and the donations coming to Walmart and Estero, people. Thank you for your help today. You were fantastic. What you got is next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What you got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head on down there and watch Jimmy B Classic. You know those Indiana Hoosiers taking on UConn and Louisville, number one in the country, taking on Texas Tech.
And with probably the greatest motivational speech from Jim Valvano.
It was good. It's great.
Every year.
So anyway, you can check that out among other sporting events tonight at Twin Peaks, your ultimate sports lodge. Watch the games, have some great food, great drinks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. On this day in history in 1901, the first Nobel Prize was awarded. How about that? Alfred Nobel.
Nobs.
Mark McGuire, born in 1959.
Big Mac!
Jeez, people I was rooting for born in the 50s now. Walter Johnson died in 1946. Adolph Rupp, we lost him in 1977. Mm. Today is Dewey Decimal System Day. You used to love the Dewey Decimal System.
No, you didn't.
No, this is before computers. No. Back in my day, we didn't have computers to look stuff
up. Kramer said in Seinfeld, the Dewey Decimal System, what a sham that was. Totally agree.
They still use the Dewey Decimal System.
Do they? If you walk into a library right now, boom.
Dewey Decimal System, longer shelf life than the BCS.
Well, good point.
Fact.
Today is also the Festival of Souls for Dead Whales. I didn't know that was a thing.
Ooh.
National Lager Day today, Chris.
I know. I was going to do Wikipedia on lagers, but it would have gotten tiresome.
Okay.
The answer to everything would have been lager.
All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, weed is now legal in the MLB. The league is lifting its ban on marijuana for minor leaguers, removing the drug from its prohibited substance list as part of MLB's efforts to crack down on opioid use in and around the league. It has agreed to stop testing minor leaguers for weed. That's according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. Of course, the MLB already didn't test its big leaguers for marijuana, but the rule changed for everyone else. It's a big deal for the sport. Previously, minor league players faced a 25-game suspension for a first positive weed test, a 50-game suspension for a second test, a 100-game suspension for a third, and a ban for life for a fourth. Mm.
That's gone now. Oh, good. The potheads can continue to play.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, what you got?
I'm staying away from the board tonight. I lost another last night. It's bad.
But the Heat versus the Hawks.
Nope, I'm not giving anybody anything. I feel bad. Instead, I'm going to wax poetically about LSU and how this team is a team of destiny this season. It came out yesterday that Joe Burrow, when he was transferring from the Ohio State University, he wanted to go to Nebraska.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
And Scott Frost said no.
Was it Scott Frost or his
Scott
predecessor?
Frost said no. He wasn't good enough. But Blake Martinez is. That's a vacuum on itself.
That's a fireball.
Should get
hits.
Frost fired.
That's a
fireball. Absolutely. Hits. Well, now it came out today. Bruce Feldman, who is a sideline reporter for FS1, is reporting that USC did not offer Coach Ed Orgeron the job when he took over, ironically, for Lane Kiffin, who's now in the SEC West, and finished 6-2 that season with the USC Trojans. That one of the reasons USC did not want to hire Ed Orgeron full time was because of the way he sounded.
I agree.
Just
it's so dumb.
Unbelievable.
So dumb.
LSU is sitting there taking the scraps from what all of these very average programs that are trying to get back to their glory days are saying no to, and they're about to go win a national championship with it. Way to go, LSU. Way to go, Ed Orgeron. Yep. Way to go, Joe Burrow. Way to go, SEC.
And that's what you get, that Tinseltown attitude with stuff like that. Let's get some superficial jackass in here who can't coach, as opposed to a guy who can but may not fit the Hollywood mold.
What the hell, Nebraska? Can you tell anybody you're not good enough?
No.
Anybody.
We take all comers.
Good grief.
That's horrible.
Stop living in the Tom Osborne days. So, get with it. You're irrelevant.
And Ed Orgeron not polished enough for the LA Hollywood scene, huh?
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Stupid. Now, having said that, he fits really well where he's at.
Oh, he's perfect where he's
absolutely.
At. Absolutely.
It's what you get. It's what you get. And there are a lot of professional organizations. There's a great scene in Moneyball when they start talking about Billy Beane. And you hear them doing that meeting in the beginning.
That's
like,
right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got the looks. Got the girl. What do you mean ugly girlfriend? Ugly girlfriend means he's not
no confidence.
I mean, right. But there are organizations that think that way.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Not about the man and his ability. It's the way he physically looks and the way his family may look.
That's discrimination.
Well, no, I know that like.
Stupid is what it is.
This is less so now because Nick Saban can go out and get, you know, four and five stars. But when he started coaching at college, he had parameters, basically, that each position needed to fit inside. This was 40 time, height, weight, all these different measurables that if you didn't fit inside of that box, I guess, Nick Saban wasn't going to go after you and recruit you. Yeah. That was his time at Michigan State, LSU, and even the first few years at Alabama. Now, since then, he's kind of come off of that a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was even true with a guy like Nick Saban, where if he said, nah, you don't fit inside of what I think a left tackle, for instance, should be. Sorry.
Huh.
Well, I mean, Manny Diaz has said that recently about when he recruits linebackers, that kind of position. He's like, I want the one that's, or Jimmy Johnson used to say, excuse me. I'll take the linebacker that's a buck 90 and can fly and get into the, get to the quarterback as opposed to the standard 220-pound guy.
All right, keep the bikes and the toys coming to Walmart. Thank you, Toys for Tots, for Chris, for Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm awesome. Good night and God bless America.